United Nations as a huge organization had some difficulties to adapt very quick to the new situation on the ground. We had one increase in the number of casualties because maybe we had a delay to adapt to the new situation. We are in the moment to face the challenges, to adapt to the doctrine and the training and the attitude on the ground. Only with the change in the attitude it's possible to fight against this kind of criminals that are attacking nations.
So how has the threat changed? Are we talking about the threat becoming larger, more complex overall, that there are simply more people out there who would wish to do harm to UN peacekeepers where they are operating?
It's not so simple, not so easy, because we have many, many aspects to change. We intensify the training to the new reality. Initiative is fundamental to have equality. And then we need to stimulate the peacekeepers, the civilians, the police, people deployed in the fields to have initiatives to use all these tools like training, equipment, technology, to give a response to protect themselves and freedom to protect themselves and protect the civilians. It's a question of life and death of our peacekeepers. And then they have the right to protect themselves. Self-defense is a universal right.
How far do you think Blue Helmets should be allowed to go? Because obviously there is a big difference between the UN peacekeeping operations and any other kind of army, if you like, in the field, isn't there?
We have different situations. We have UN deployed peacekeeping operations in different places. And then all the situations are not the same. And then we have 4 or 5 missions where we have more dangerous situation with sometimes confusion. Criminals, rebel groups, and terrorists. And then we need to have intelligence to identify the threat, and we need to neutralize the threat. The problem is not only to protect ourselves. To protect ourselves, the best way, in my opinion, is to neutralize the threat, to not have permanently the threat over the head of peacekeepers. And then all the commanders should be very conscious about the situation and what measures they need to take to neutralize the threat. The initiative should be with us and not with the criminals.
What's a realistic timetable, do you think, for beginning to make these changes? Are the changes that you suggest going to be fairly easy to implement?
I think that this process starts in New York. And I see this movement in New York to prepare the reports. It was the first step. And I see United Nations with leadership to implement some measures to increase the level of security. I have the feeling that UN has the leadership, has the will to improve this situation.